to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit. It's Deacon Steve Greco here high atop the Tower of Hope at beautiful Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. And we have one of my favorite people on the face of the earth, Jesus Christ. I mean, no, Father Ray D'Agaterra, who is the pastor of San Paolo Apostolate in Tondo, Manila. Mm-hmm. And Father, why are you out here?
I ask myself, what happened to me? Why I came here in this place?
Yes, why are you in California?
Yeah, you see, I was invited also to have my mission appeal in Northern California, in Stockton. And also it happened that I was invited also to be with you at this moment.
At Spirit-Filled Hearts are connected very closely with Father Ray and his mission as pastor of San Paolo Apostolate in Tondo. And if you're Filipino and you're from Manila, chances are you know Tondo is an area that you've heard about. Maybe many Filipinos have never been there, because if you've told me, even the cab drivers don't go there because of all the crime and the killings and just the severe poverty there. You've been there how long now in Tondo?
Yeah, I started there working with the people of Tondo since 1990. But I was assigned 2 years ago as a guest priest, in a way, to assist the priest there. And now I'm already assigned also as a pastor of this parish, San Pablo Apostle Parish. And so practically, I've been there for 2 years as a pastor, and as a priest staying in our community in Tondo.
Mm-hmm. And I was so amazed in being there a few months ago for the first time. It was my third visit to the Philippines, but the first time there. Mm-hmm. And I wonder why they didn't put me there before. I'm just kidding. You know, it's like we went to a lot of places with needs, but beautiful churches and whatever. And then all of a sudden I see Smoky Mountain, right, which is this miles and miles of garbage and fumes coming out and everywhere I went, I saw garbage, but I saw a smiling face. I saw your face and the smiling faces of children. How, in the midst of this poverty, in the midst of this crime, in the midst of this despair, how are you the light of Christ? I mean, how do you do that?
You see, I amaze also myself. No? The first thing is I realized that I believe that God put me there, because just imagine with 250,000 people in just 1 square kilometer in the midst of that poverty, what can I do? How can I help these people? How can I to alleviate this poverty that they're going on? But I realized that my mission is really just to be there, just to be with these people. And I believe the mystery of incarnation, that I too personally realized that God is there with me for all of my life. And it's time also to share this experience to these people whom they're really very in difficult situation. And I think the presence of a pastor, of a priest who stayed with them, listening to them, be with their sufferings, just be there, allowing them to see that God is there, God loved them, that people are coming in just to allow them to see the presence of God. And I believe in the midst of poverty, the important thing is to allow them to see that in spite of that situation, God is giving them hope, that is not the will of God that they are there. But the hope that we are bringing, the hope that we are allowing them to see is the key point that I believe there is something that God can bring out from that poverty.
The interesting thing, my brothers and sisters, is that when I was in diaconate formation and I was praying, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? The Lord was very clear to me. I want you to be hope where there is no hope.
Yeah.
I want you to be my love where there is very little love.
Yeah.
I want you to be my forgiveness when people lack forgiveness.
Yeah, that's true.
And to be the light of Christ, to be the salt of the earth, is what Jesus is calling all of us to do, to live out our baptism. Take a look at Matthew 5:13. Mm-hmm. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is not good enough for anything to be thrown out and trampled underfoot.
Yeah.
You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and have it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. It's just so important, my brothers and sisters, to understand that in the midst of this darkness, you are light. And when I saw you, I never not saw a smile on your face. Here we had this poverty, this garbage, people, you know, in the midst of all this crime and challenges. But you had this big smile on your face. Where's that smile come from?
You see, when you realize that in spite of everything, Deacon, that God loved you so much. And I think it's just overwhelming to see that no matter what, God will always love you. And that is what I'm bringing to these people. That, as you've said, that St. Paul's saying, that nobody can separate us from the love of God. And that's what I want you, them also to realize. That a problem is always a problem. But we cannot make this world just a presence of a problem that cannot be solved. The Lord is there, and He's always there to be with us, to comfort us, all of our burden. And what is there? That is always the reason to smile, the reason to be joyful, the reason to be happy, because no matter what, God will always be there. And that is what I'm experiencing in my life. That is also what I'm sharing to these people.
It's so hard for people to believe that. And, you know, and part of it is there's this transference of parents, perhaps, that punished them, that they had to be perfect, otherwise they were criticized, people that have abandoned them, and they feel like they have to be perfect, otherwise God has abandoned them.
Yeah. You see, it's true. It's true. Many times, see, we are, when we love, but we have also conditioned when we want to love. No? But you see, in my life, since I was young, I've been through a lot of difficulties also, no? Our family is not perfect. We've been there also with poverty, especially during the time of martial law in the 1970s, wherein the country is really in chaos. So we suffered. I suffered so much. I have so many relatives who were killed in Mindanao, especially as if killing is just ordinary thing during those days. You know? And I suffered so much. You know? But as I grow, I realize that everything is just part of my formation, that God is preparing me for something else, something greater, something, a mission that I have to do. And the Lord is calling, not just in the split of a second, okay, you come, you follow me. But I believe the Lord is calling to our history. The Lord is calling to our experiences along the way. And I see that all the experiences that I have, that God is preparing me for something else. And now I realize that this is what God wanted me, to share that life, that in spite of difficulties, in spite of the sufferings, God is just preparing us for something great. And I'm telling people, look, God is just forming us. God, when we have a trial, we have trials, difficulties, God is like just, you know, also Pacquiao, no? Our famous boxer in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. I observe him when he is training. He's training very hard. And he even allow himself to be hit, no? And he suffered so much, you know, but that makes him strong. That makes him a champion. And I'm trying to see also that is what God wants us to see, hope, to see strength, to see light in the midst of darkness. That no matter what, God is just forming us for something great. I'm telling the young people, you know, you see, God is giving you problems. God is giving you trials. God is giving you that burden because God wanted you to carry more, to be more responsible later on. That is just not only suffering, but you can alleviate suffering. you're more credible to talk about suffering because you experience suffering. You experience a burden. Now you can help a lot of people. No? And I see a lot of our young people coming out from Tondo that they are so generous in helping others. They join the NGOs, they join volunteers in different organizations. They even join as a fireman, you know, just want to volunteer to give themselves. No? And I believe that is what we need, but it's what I need to bring the message also to our young people, especially the children, that do not lose hope. All these things will just pass. All these things is a way of God training us to be strong in order to make a difference in the future. God is giving us a mission.
It's interesting, my brothers and sisters, as you go through trials and you go through challenges, you see some scriptures that are so critical. One scripture, Romans 8:28, that all things work for good for he or she who loves the Lord is called according to his purpose. All things work for good when you love Jesus. Mm-hmm. As you take a look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, rejoice in the Lord always, rejoice, pray without ceasing. But it says, again, in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will for you in Christ Jesus. So I'm recently in the hospital for 9 days with a bowel obstruction.
Mm-hmm.
And these scriptures are going through my mind.
Oh.
I'm sitting there in the bed with pain, suffering, NG tube through my back of my nose, down my throat, into my bowel area, not eating. And I'm thinking, all things work for good. In all circumstances, give thanks. You see, I didn't understand it. I still don't understand it. But this is what I do understand, that God loves me passionately.
That's true.
That's what I understand. And I also understand that he makes it all into good. And in my prayer time, what I got from the Lord is this purification process that in the midst of suffering, God is building me up and making me stronger for the next phase, for the next step. And when you go through trials and you go through tribulations, just know that God uses everything, every single thing that's going on in your life. God will use it for his glory when you allow him to. We're going to talk more about Hope for Tondo and how you can make a difference when we come right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and I'm radio host of the show Empowered by the Spirit. I've recently written a book, Expect and Experience Miracles, that is available on Amazon. And the reason we did that is because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to shower us with his love and shower us with his grace, which is unmerited favor. The definition of miracle is God's supernatural intervention in our lives. And Jesus does that all the time. Let's be open to it. Expect miracles, and you will see the grace that God has in store for you. God bless you all. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back here. Beautiful Christ Cathedral on the Tower of Hope, and we're talking about Hope for Tondo. Tondo is a section in Manila that has the poorest of the poor, 250,000 people in 1 square kilometer, and we're working very hard to help Father Ray Dagatera, who is the pastor of San Paolo Apostolate, which is a church 10 years in the making. Tell us a story about this church, because prior to this church, we've had chapels that are flooded constantly, areas that just are substandard as it relates to ministering to all of these people, most of which are very poor, and now there's an opportunity. Tell us how this happened.
Yeah, you know, Deacon, we have two chapels now, but that was our parish church at that time. This church can fit in around 300 people, 300 to 400 people inside. But you can imagine also the huge population we have. We have 250,000 people. Recently, we have this data from the Philippine Statistical Authority, and for 16 villages in a square kilometer area, this is so much for a parish, no? So we don't have really a place to celebrate our liturgical celebration, no? So we have two chapels. But the thing is that a few years ago, we don't have a problem, and people are not really looking for and dreaming of a church that is bigger than that. But you see, when the construction, the maintenance of the road, you can see how the government are doing that. When the Philippines, when they repair the road, they just put one after another. So the road is racing, and the church and the houses were going down. So when we have rain, just in a few hours, now it's flooded. So every time we have a celebration, especially during Sundays when it's raining, the water comes in. And we have no problem, no. But we are dreaming of a church. How can we do this one? But at that time, we don't have also the land, no. And the land is so expensive in Manila. We just keep on praying that miracles happen, no. But in 2000, indeed, miracle came. Somebody donated us a hectare of land.
And what year was that again?
2000, in the year 2000.
In the year 2000, yes. Okay. Way back then. Okay.
Yeah,
18 years ago.
18 years ago, but yeah. Deacon, we don't have money to construct the church. So we prepare the plan, and just to show the people, this is our church. You know? Mm-hmm. And the people are thinking, how can we do that? You know? And others are saying, we need to dream. And I believe the people were dreaming at that time. Only after, just imagine, 2000 we have the land, no? But only in 2008 that we started the construction. So we have a lot of initiatives. We have fundraising. So we have we sell tickets and any kind of ways that we can to start this new church. No?
This is an incredible opportunity for you to say yes. As we have said yes at Spirit-Filled Hearts, we have committed $115,000 to finish this church, a church 10 years.
10 years.
10 years since it started.
2008. We started 2008.
In 2008, 10 years. Again, the land was donated in 2000. And 10 years in the making, and when I showed up a few months ago, Father Ray mentioned to me that they'd run out of money, they couldn't finish the church, and those of us that have been received so much from the Lord, remember everything that you have is 100% from the Lord. We all know we don't take it with us.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is, how are you using your time, talent, and treasure? How are you using the gifts that God has given you? You know, you take a look at Matthew 25. Matthew 25 is really clear. First, you have the parable of the virgins. Five are ready, five are not. Then you have the parable of the talents, and in the parable of the talents, 1, 3, and 5 talents, the guy who had one buried it and was sent to Gehenna, the one with 3 and 1 with 5 multiplied it. Multiplying your talent means you're serving God. We see this in the last part of Matthew 25, where you have the sheep and the goats, and when you take care of those in need, those that are thirsty, those that are hungry, those that are naked, those in prison. I guarantee you the people of Tondo are naked, are in prison, a prison maybe not with bars behind it, but a different type of a prison. They are definitely hungry. They are definitely thirsty. They are definitely in need of an oasis. They are in need of our love. And this church, as it's been constructed, again, we still need actually a total of $160,000, I believe, to do everything that they want to do. Mm-hmm. We've committed to $115,000 of that. And we know that others out there are, you know, we'll find a way of getting it all, believe me. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like an oasis. And that's what's so important. And describe, again, the living conditions in Tondo and why this church, San Paolo Apostolate, is like a beacon, like an oasis for them.
You see, our population, as I've mentioned, we have now 250,000 people. And 30 to 35% of these are living in poverty. And we have now a big construction also in front of a church. And a few years from now, within 2 years, we have another additional 30,000 people are coming in. And we don't have a church. Our church is constantly flooded. And that is why we keep on multiplying our masses to reach out to people so that they can have mass every Sunday. And it's very, very important for us, really, as people are dreaming, to have a big bigger church wherein we can celebrate together. We can be together as a family, as a parish. And that is the dream that we have. This is a symbol of hope, symbol of unity for all of us, for all the people of Tondo. You see, when you have a place where they can stay, where they can gather, when they can celebrate, where they can also ask forgiveness, where they can just be with each other. It's very different rather than going anywhere. They don't have a place to stay. And I believe this is a symbol of hope for them, because there, from that church, we have a lot of activities going on. We have formations for the children, catechism. We have scholarship programs. We have feeding programs. We have also programs for our young people, especially this, we call this one oratorio. Oratorio is a place wherein our young people are taught to pray, are taught to play games, and to stay together, helping each other. And this is also, as I said, the can be also a source of hope for all those people, wherein the rich and the poor can be united once again. And this is very, very important for us. And I believe this is a blessing, and I am really asking the Lord. And I believe this is really also part of the answer, that God is allowing us, giving us this channel through the Spring Rain Global, allowing you to meet and to experience, to see the reality of our parish. And this is a way of God. This is a call of God. This is a miracle from God.
As we take a look at our yeses to the Lord, let the Holy Spirit lead you. And the Holy Spirit led us to this wonderful priest, this wonderful area that has so much need. If you feel called, and I know many of you do, to answer this call for Tondo, for those poor, for the children that are in such need of hope, education, the different things that this parish provides, that the poorest, the poor area, go to spiritfilledhearts.org. That's all one word, spiritfilledhearts.org. Click under the donate button. You will see Tondo, and 100% of that money that you put into the donation will go to this parish to finish the building of the parish, San Paolo Apostolate. Again, spiritfulhearts.org. The children are respond to love, and they respond to this, and they're amazing. I'm going to do one quick story of my friend Mark.
Mark,
who, just said, I want to be a priest. And he was so articulate. He asked me, because permanent deacons are not part of the culture within the church in Philippines. They have transitional deacons before they become priests, but not permanent deacons as they do in the United States and other countries. And so he asked me, what is a permanent deacon? How is it different than a priest in terms of vocation? And very articulate, and he looked at me straight in the eye and he said, I believe that I will become a priest, and I want to become a priest. Now, he's right from Tondo, correct?
Yes. He's come. He's always active as a acolyte. He's there always. Practically, I don't know so much with Mark, but I know Mark is always there in the church. I had a little chat with him a few months ago, and he told me that he's already in college. I think he's first year, second year college now, but he's really planning to enter the seminary.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and I asked him why, and he said, I just want to serve the Lord. I just want to serve the people, as I saw a lot of Canosian fathers, And I was so happy that in spite of our presence there, we are a very, very small congregation, all over the world, we are only 140 priests all over the world. But seeing this young guy who was also inspired of our life and wanted to become a Canossian missionary priest at that time, it's really also inspiring for us. No? That I thought, just be there with the people that nobody noticing us. No? But with these young people staying with us, and it's not only Mark, no, quite a number of them are deciding to become a priest. No? And I was really very happy to see them, that there are 5 or 6 of them, these sacristans, acolytes, are going to the seminary regularly.
Wow.
For our search-in. We call it search-in. We give them formation.
Is this Canossian Seminary?
Wow.
So, you see, I believe vocation will come when we really live the way, trying to live the way Christ is living, serving the people. And I believe what they saw is that I told him, why you want to become a Canossian? And he told me, first, because I saw you're always happy. You're
Amen.
Always joyful.
Amen.
I said, really? Is that the one you say? Yes. And I was so inspired with that. And that in our life there in Tondo, though it was not so easy to be there, you know, but that is an affirmation from God that indeed, in spite of seemingly ordinary things that we are doing, some people were touched also, and they want to follow and to serve the Lord.
And my brothers and sisters, some of you are listening in right now, they have had that nudge to serve the Lord. You'll never regret it when you say yes.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
You will never regret, because it's God's plan for you. And for whatever God's plan is for you, when you say yes to it, God will bless it. God will fill your heart with joy, because joy is different than happiness. Yeah. Joy stays forever. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You are on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back to talk more about hope for Tondo. We'll be right back.
This is John Romero, music director at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are 1 year away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, and we have some spectacular concerts available to you. Check them all out at ChristCathedralMusic.org or on our Facebook page, Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts. Great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. Here we are again on Empowered by the Spirit. And we're just so excited. I'm so excited to be with you, Father. Father Ray.
I'm so excited also to be with you.
Dagatera, who is pastor of San Paolo Apostolate, who says yes to the Lord, his Canossian. I didn't realize that the Canossians came from Italy. And
yeah.
Sono Italiano. You know, it's... you speak Italian a little bit?
A little bit.
But
when you are not practicing anymore, you lost it.
Yeah. And you were in Italy, right?
Yeah, I've been there in Italy for a couple of times already.
A couple of times.
I studied in Rome for a year, like... It was very, very beautiful experience also in Italy, you see.
Yeah. Remember, there's only 2 kinds of people in the world. Italians and those who want to be Italian. No, just kidding. Now I say Filipino and those who want to be Filipino. But why Canossian, though? Why did you choose that one?
You see, I want to become an Augustinian before.
Oh, really. Father Victor's very happy
right
now.
It was because of my friend who joined the Augustinian at that time. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was studying then. You know. And also, in the school, in the university, there are so many priests are coming in. You know, and they are campaigning for vocation. And at the time, I just want to explore my life, what will be. You know. But I have an idea, really, that I want to become a rich person.
Mm-hmm.
As an engineer, I want to have my own company, the construction company.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to have my own life. No?
Sure.
But in my prayer, you see, this is a very, very important experience, because as a young guy, I went also with all my friends, obviously. I experienced one day when I was so drunk at that time. I was young then.
Sure.
And when I was so drunk, I went...
I can't do absolution. I'm just want to say that right now. As a deacon, you know, I can't do so. You can confess your sins here, but...
part of my story, you see.
Yeah, I understand.
When I was so drunk at that time, and mm-hmm. I fall asleep, you know, I was not able to reach our dormitory. I was still a student then. And then when I woke up around 2 o'clock in the morning... Because a lot of mosquitoes are biting me already. So
their wake-up call.
Yeah. So I went to our dormitory. In our dormitory, there was this irrigation canal, and there was a little bridge there. So I was thinking maybe just to relax and to calm down myself. And I just sat down there, and I see the reflection of the moon mm-hmm. in the water. And I saw that the water is flowing, and... Without realizing that, I saw also my slipper pass through that image of the moon. Mm. Oh my God, that was my slipper.
Mm.
And something was inside of my mind telling me, hey, what happened, Ray? What happened to your life? Why is it that you are just like what is going on to this world? Are you just like that slipper, just moving on with life without direction? That stick to my mind, Deacon, and that started my reflection. Yes, what will be my life? Why I am here in this world? Why God put me here? And that everything changes my own perspective in life. I stopped going with my friends, and I focused, I went to the church and asked the Lord, yes, Lord, what you want me to be? And my prayer was that no matter what, I just want you to give the best of my life. I don't know what is that, but I want to follow you. And that is the starting point of my vocation, I believe.
There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. You know, my brothers and sisters, when we say yes to God, when we seek God with all our heart, soul, might, and strength, mm-hmm. we will never be disappointed.
Yeah.
Never be disappointed. But He wants us to seek Him. He wants us to ask for Him, to trust in Him. You know, Divine Mercy Chaplet is so important, and there is a part of Divine Mercy Chaplet, Jesus, I trust in you.
Yeah.
Trusting in Jesus makes all the difference in the world. Having faith, it says in Hebrews 11:6, that it's impossible to please God without faith, and He rewards those who believe in Him, believe He exists. Believe in Jesus. He's calling you. He's calling you. And you take a look at what has happened with Father Ray. Is he had that desire to serve God, that desire knowing the fact that money isn't the answer.
Yeah, it's true.
Titles are not the answer. Mm-hmm. No matter what, Jesus is the only answer. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
You know, you take a look at John 15, the vine and the branches. It's interesting because Jesus tells us very clearly, I am the vine, you are the branch. It's the branch that bears the fruit. But without the vine, without being attached to the vine, it withers and dies. You must be attached to Jesus. Being attached to Jesus, these great miracles will happen. And I believe that San Paolo Apostle, that is going to be one of the greatest beacons in the world for hope, for vocations, for transformation. I believe that. And I believe that. Because God has put that in my heart, and that's part of the reason, again, that we're helping finish this church, mm-hmm. the Spirit-Filled Hearts. And for those that are motivated to donate, please, please say yes to it. Go to our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. Go to the donate button, and you'll see Tondo, and 100% of that money will go directly to this church. We are 501c3, tax-deductible. But I really believe that is holiness, it is faith that makes a difference, that then God will bless it.
That's true. And that's true. God is really blessing us when we just allow ourselves to be blessed. Because the problem is that many times we want to be sure, you know, but really living faith is that we are only assured that God is there. That we are assured that God will always provide. We are assured that God will continue to guide us along the way. it is not that to what will happen. No? As I, even in my vocation, as I've told you, no? That was just my dream. Lord, I just want to be happy. I just want to be joyful in a way. I just want to share my life, realizing that, yes, you called me. No? And as I've told you, Deacon, I've been through a lot of difficulties. I've been through a lot of experiences in my life there back then. But I see it always that it was a blessing, that God is preparing me for something great. No? And that is why to give the best we can for the Lord is really giving also the Lord to be God in our lives. No? When God, when we allow God really to mold us, to move us, we can see really the miracles, the great things that is going on. You know? And it was really beautiful to see people also. When I met with young people, I'm just sharing from the bottom of my heart my own experience with the Lord. You know? And I'm telling them always, you know? I'm telling them always, yes, keep on saying yes to the Lord, because that is the key of having joy in life. You know? When you say yes, as I've said, in my vocation, I have a lot of dreams, but the best dream is the dream of God for me, and that is for to become a priest, and that is to be with these people around me.
And my brothers and sisters, whatever God is calling you mm-hmm. to do, it will be absolutely perfect mm-hmm. for you. And God is calling each of us, we're unique snowflakes, each of us to live out our purpose. I was in Indonesia, and This group of Catholics on fire, mm-hmm. Catholics got together. Mm-hmm. There's about 60 of them.
Whoa.
And the guy spoke English, and uh-huh. they, I don't know how much English they spoke, but a certain mm-hmm. amount. And all of a sudden, as they were beginning and praying and whatever, mm-hmm. they have this little ritual.
Oh.
And in the ritual, all of a sudden, he stands up and he's preaching a little bit, and uh-huh. then he goes, yes, yes, yes. And he pumps his fist. Yes, yes, yes. And all in unison,
oh,
60 people go,
wow.
Yes, 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 yes. They all stand and they go, yes, 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 yes. And I just drop my mouth and, mm-hmm. and, you know, but that is what it's about.
Yeah.
It is that yes, unconditional yes to the Lord, in which we're saying, take over my life.
Yes.
You know, there's a song about the Holy Spirit to fall afresh upon us, to melt us, to mold us, to use us. And that's exactly what happens, is that God wants to melt us and mold us into His image.
That's true. That's true. God is the one that is creating us something, you know, recreating us something for greater glory for Him, you know. And really, I experienced that, Deacon, you know, in my life, I, as I mentioned to you, my experience in Mindanao, especially in Mindanao, and my experience in Tondo, wherein a lot of, that was my first time to see all sorts of difficulties, all sorts of criminals around. In spite of that, really, I believe that God loved me so much, you know? And I believe the key for me in responding, seeing when I have that question, when the Lord is asking me that question, why you are here? Why you are here in this world? And I'm asking the Lord, yes, Lord, why I am here? And looking back in my life, the Lord has been there always. The Lord is forming me always. The Lord is preparing me for something great. And that is why I just allow myself, okay, Lord, it's you. It's you. And the most difficult part in my journey is especially in seminary life. My father don't want me to be a priest. He has a dream, because I am the we are two boys there. But he wanted me to be really an engineer, and especially in the Philippines, wherein culturally, when you are the eldest boy, you have to be the one take care of the family, and that was my very, very difficult situation. How to disobey my father when my father had a dream for me? You know? And when I was in the seminary, he didn't really support me. You know? But I prayed a lot. I prayed a lot. Lord, it's you who wanted me to be here. And I know you will be the one to provide everything. I have five sisters and also a brother. And at the time when I left the seminary, we have 4 students in college. My father is just working a simple factory worker. My mother doesn't have a job. My father told me, what will happen if you will not help us? And my mother is writing me, you come out from the seminary. Help us. I wrote to them, you see, I'm serving the poor. I'm here in Tondo. I've been with the poor people. And what she told me, we are also poor. Why are you not helping us? And that really troubles me. And it's very difficult when you are turned between two love, that you have love of my vocation and love of my family. And that brought me into tears and a lot of prayers. And I realized that, yes, when we have problems, we are so fortunate because we have reason now to pray. We have reason to be more closer to God. And that is what I did. I asked the Lord, even if I will come out to this from the seminary and I work, I help my family, but it's still you, Lord. What if I got sick? Something will happen to me. No, I'm not in control of my life. And that's why I told the Lord, Lord, you brought me here. The problem of my family, please take care of it. No.
Amen. We're going to be right back to talk more about hope for Tondo and this journey that Father Ray has been on. We'll be right back.
Yes.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1-acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family 4 spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit. We're with Father Ray Degaterra, who is pastor of San Paolo Apostle. And one of the most important things we were talking about right before the break is that when we're called to serve the Lord, it's not exactly a walk in the park.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of challenges. Oh. It could be family challenges. It could be financial challenges, health challenges, you know, relationship challenges, whatever it might be. And you did not have a supportive family in terms of supporting you to be a priest. And for many of you listening right now, so many times you may be called to do something, and maybe your husband or your wife or other people that you're close to are attacking you and saying, why are you doing that? I know for me, people have said, why are you going to the Philippines? Why are you doing supporting, you know, their needs right here? Why do you feel like you have to support the needs so far away and so forth? But when God calls you, you have a test. You know, it is a test. Yeah. The test is, do you trust in God? Are you going to answer his calling and do his will? Or are you going to buckle under pressure? And that's why, again, going to Scripture is so important. As we take a look at Scripture, is your house built on sand or on rock? And how do you build a house on rock? You have to have a personal relationship with God. And you have to be in prayer. You have to be in prayer, in communion with God. Communion with God means, do you go to daily mass? Do you go to frequent reconciliation? Are you letting God lead you? Do you know that you know that you know, which comes from the Holy Spirit, that the path that you're on is the path that God wants you to be on? Again, you know, people challenge me constantly in terms of, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And the only answer I can say is, in prayer, in discernment, God told me to do it. And it sounds crazy. Well, God speaks to you. Well, remember this. God promised us that we would not be left orphans. So God spoke to you, Father, and said, be a priest. You had these challenges. And is it pretty much still the same in which you have these challenges right now?
Yeah, you see, I really that when the Lord will call you, the Lord will always provide.
Amen.
And it's really true, Deacon. It's unthinkable for me. You see, as I've mentioned to you, when I told the Lord, no, Lord, I am really powerless in front of this. I love my vocation. I love my family. Please do help me. No, that mm-hmm. was the content of my prayers for so many years. No. And really, indeed, it was a miracle. Without me, without my help, in a way, physically that I will be with them, you see, all of my siblings were able to finish college, Deacon. That
wow.
Even I cannot believe what happened. And I wow. told my mother, how did you do that? No. What happened? And she told me, you told us, God will provide.
Hallelujah.
And God provided. But even, you see, many times when I was praying also, I have also something really doubt in my heart. Lord, what if? What if? No. But indeed, the Lord showed the way. That is why that experience of my vocation has been also the experience now wherever I will be assigned. As I've told you, I was assigned in Tondo just few weeks ago as a pastor. And I also asked the Lord again, Lord, why? Why? I don't know what to do there. That is a huge responsibility for these people. But I can connect right away with that experience. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid.
365 times in Scripture,
yeah.
The Lord says, do not be afraid or do not fear. Fear is the great enemy.
Yeah.
Fear is the enemy. It's the opposite of love. It's the opposite of trust. You don't have to figure it out. Let God figure it out. You don't have to plan everything perfectly. We know we plan, God laughs. It doesn't mean that you don't plan out to do things and organize things and whatever. You start to plan out, but you let God lead you. That's why I love Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Thy word, which basically is, as the Blessed Mother said, let it be done to me according to thy word, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, let God's word come upon you through Scripture, through prayer, you know, whatever, and God will lead you, and that's exactly what's happening. There is a tremendous responsibility for these 250,000 people in Tondo and in this poorest the poor area, of which so many of them are poor. Tremendous responsibility. But, and this is where I really love what, you know, and this is, I guess, alleged that same Mother Teresa said, God has not called us to be successful.
Yeah.
God has called us to be faithful. Right?
Yes. That's
and the reason why that's so important is that we have to trust in God and what our plans are and what we're doing to be faithful with Him, and then He will direct us. All of a sudden, people will come out of the woodwork, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Like Deacon Steve Greco from Spirit-Filled Hearts, right? Shows up one day and says, hey, you know, God called me to be here and put it upon my heart to say, we will finish this church. I don't know how yet, but I don't have to know how. God will provide.
That's true, Deacon. You see, when I was informed that you're coming, I was telling the Lord, I don't know, Lord, if this is your answer. Because you know that how difficult this project that you're entrusting to us. But I know that you will provide. That is why I want you, I showed you the area. I brought you around. because I just want you to have that taste, at least a taste. No? Because
it is just
I know it's difficult for you, especially to experience all the situation around, the poverty around. No? And just I think I told you already this story also. A priest from Stockton who was, when he left the Philippines 6 years ago, when he was still 6 years, and he heard already about Tondo. But when I visited the place, he told me, Father, I am going to the Philippines. I want to see Tondo because we are afraid to go to Tondo. But I believe if you are there, I think I can go in.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, okay, you pass by. And I, when he arrived, I fetched him in this hotel, and then I brought him to the place, this quarters area, this slum area. And I told him, Father, you see, just be there. I know you, it will be difficult for you to see, but I just want you to be there. Mm-hmm. Experience what you can smell, what you can smell, what you can see. Just be there. And I brought him around. And when we came out, he was crying. Mm-hmm. He was crying. And he told me, Father, I never thought that there are people living in this condition.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Philippines is just like Makati.
Mm-hmm.
Philippines is just like a beautiful places around where rich people are there.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought that there are people who are really suffering in this situation of poverty. And he was crying. And I told him, you know, Father, it's unfortunate that people are not really realizing how blessed they are.
Amen.
When they can see that there are so many blessings, especially when I went to that place, Stockton, I talked to some Filipino communities there,
mm-hmm.
and I heard the children are complaining. You know?
Right.
And I said, oh my God, no. If you can only see the reality of our parish, you know, you can value what you have, even how small it is. You know? I Amen. Told them, you see, a dollar you have, it can feed already a day for a family of four in the Philippines, in Tondo. But here, all the things that they have, they're complaining already. They change the car because it's already outmodeled. Change the gadgets because there's coming new ones. No?
Right, right.
And a lot of complaints. I told them, oh my God, no. If only you can see how blessed you are.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You can make a difference for Tondo, for the people who sell garbage, living in garbage, for the poor, for the children of Tondo, yeah. for the children of Tondo. You can make a difference. Go to spiritfilledhearts.org, click under the donate button, click under the Tondo button. 100% of the money will go directly to Tondo, directly to this parish, directly to the poor people there. Make a difference for the Lord. When you say yes to the Lord, He will always pour out His blessings to you because you're in His will. You're in His will. And the Lord loves a cheerful giver. The Lord loves somebody that is saying, Lord, just tell me what to do. My time, my talent, my treasure, tell me what to do. And the Lord is saying, come to me and trust in me.
Yeah.
I believe, again, this beacon, this oasis, this church has already made a huge difference, but it's going to make such a gigantic difference. God puts you as pastor, as leader, and there's no doubt in my mind that He is calling you to continue to lead these people to become the light of Christ for even more vocations. So, Father, thank you so much, and I want to thank our listening audience for your love, support, and prayers. But thank you for being on the show. Could you close us out in prayer, Father? Yeah.
So thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you have given to us, especially the gift of friendship, the gift of fellowship, the gift of presence of each other, and the gift of your presence. We thank you, Lord, for this time that you have given to us to share our stories, to share our experiences, and how you move us into this direction of responding to your call. No matter what, you have been there always for us. Lord, we pray also for those people, especially those who are suffering at this moment, those who are sick, those who are really carrying a lot of burdens in life, those who are losing hope. Give them strength, Lord. Guide them. Allow them to experience your love. As you tell us through St. Paul, no one can separate us from your love. Indeed, Lord, you love us so much. No. And we pray that we can also share this love to others, especially in responding to your call to be holy and also a generous Christian, seeing always the need of others. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
God bless you all, and we'll be with you next week at the same time. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You've been on Empowered by the Spirit.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.
Triumph.